It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. It's the birthday of American playwright Russell Crouse, born in Findlay, Ohio in 1893. He is best known for his work on Broadway in a writing partnership that included Howard Lindsay. He began his Broadway career in 1928 as an actor in the play Gentlemen of the Press, in which he portrayed Mr. Bellflower. By 1931, however, he had turned his attention to writing, penning the book for the musical The Gang's All Here, collaborating with Frank McCoy, Maury Riskind, and Oscar Hammerstein II. His first work with his longtime partner Howard Lindsay came in 1934, when the two men revised the P.G. Woodhouse Guy Bolton book for the Cole Porter musical Anything Goes. They then went on to adapt Clarence Day's Life with Father, which became one of the longest-running plays in Broadway history. Lindsay and Crouse later became Broadway producers, often acting in that capacity in their own work. They also owned and operated the Hudson Theater on 44th Street in New York. Perhaps their best-known collaboration was on the book for the 1960 Tony Award-winning musical The Sound of Music, which featured music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Crouse's old collaborator Oscar Hammerstein. Their 1946 play State of the Union won that year's Pulitzer Prize for drama. They also collaborated on Call Me Madam, Happy Hunting, Mr. President, and The Great Sebastians. Crouse joined the Lamb Social Club in 1941 and remained a member until his death in 1966. Lindsay was traveling in the South when he learned of his old partner's passing. In newspaper interviews, he recalled how they had worked together. Lindsay would pace and dictate dialogue while Crouse typed furiously with two fingers on an old battered typewriter and often interrupted to add his own ideas. Both men were perfectionists. They didn't begin to write until they had plotted out the action in every scene and acted out the character parts until they knew them as well as they knew their own families. The two often took up to a year to finish a play, but their biggest hit, Life with Father, was whipped out in a mere 17 days. Richard Rodgers, who wrote the musical score for The Sound of Music, said he was amazed at the enthusiasm that Lindsay and Crouse brought to every collaboration. He summed up their secret this way: Russell and Howard have been very young all their lives. Crouse noted that his first name, Russell, was spelled with only one L at the end, noting originally there had been two, but that he had dropped the final one out of sheer laziness. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 20th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.